Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Shippy all in studio, getting ready to turn things to the G-Bag Nation coming up at 2 o'clock. We also have John Heyman coming on with us at 1. We'll talk to him about Todd Frazier and the potential to trade for Nolan Arenado. Is that still in there? Because we're seeing the Cardinals, Braves, and the Rangers are all the most active teams for that third baseman with the Colorado Rockies. Kevin, what's taking so long? What possibly could they be waiting on? And can they get that guy to come play third base for the Texas Rangers in our brand new state-of-the-art stadium? By the way, that stadium we heard last year, last week, 90% complete. So it's got to be at least 91% complete as of today. So
yeah, they've been on fire.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
What?
Kevin,
getting the job done.
You asked this question earlier, and it kind of shocked me, and I know it's going to infuriate a lot of people. Lamar Jackson loses to the Tennessee Titans. You got to give the Titans credit for playing a good game.
Sure.
But for him not to play like that at all, like to not play good at all, is very interesting because this is now the second playoff game where he's been kind of dudsville.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard some stupid thing like, you can't possibly blame this on Lamar Jackson. He had 500 yards of offense. Cool story. How many points did you score? Like, what a stupid thing to say that is. So here, and also during the game, they're like, Lamar Jackson talked about how much it aided him and stuck with him that they lost in the playoffs last year. All right. So here's Lamar Jackson's run in the playoffs. Last year, 14-29. 194 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, fumbled the ball 3 times, lost one of them. This yesterday, 31-59, 365 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, 1 fumble, and he lost it. Which means in his 2 games in the playoffs, he's 45 of 88. That is 51 percentage. 280 yards per average. Per game, has 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 4 fumbles, 2 of which he lost. So he alone has 3 passing touchdowns and 5 turnovers. And most importantly, his team is averaging 14.5 points per game in those games. So he's played subpar to his usual level. So when does Lamar Jackson get dubbed as a choker? And then the question will be, when did you put that label on Tony Romo?
Who? No. No.
What do you mean?
I never put a choker label on Tony Romo.
You didn't?
Nah.
You
His
should
team
have.
Failed around him, Kevin.
Oh, well, that's just not true. Because I did the research for this a while back.
Team sport.
In playoff games or win or go home games, Tony Romo had more turnovers than he did touchdowns. And his teams average 17 points a game. Like, all of that far below his averages in the regular season. His completion percentage is lower. His turnover rate is worse. His points per game were worse. Like, there's no question that Tony Romo played worse in win or go home games.
Two interceptions in the playoffs.
No. Okay, well, first of all, that also ignores all the fumbles he had, and that wasn't what I said.
8 touchdowns.
That also ignores...
Yeah, of course I'm ignoring that for my argument right now. He had 2 interceptions and 8 touchdowns.
That ignores how many fumbles.
Pretty important.
First of all...
I blame the offensive line for that.
All the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not all the time.
All right, but that also ignores the 3 straight seasons in which his shortcomings in those games could have gotten you back to the playoffs and could have changed it. So, if you think that Tony Romo was a choker or whatever, when did you put that label on him?
I think this is
a
shocking and jarring word that you're using. It concerns me. I don't think he was a choker. I don't think he got enough opportunities to be there.
Okay, well, for the people who think that, then this will be the argument. Is 06, he dropped the ball that would have won them the game. 2007, you had the best team in the NFC. And you didn't make it. 2008, you got blown out in the game that would have gotten you into the playoffs. And it was that game that I think got him that label. And that's why I think that Lamar Jackson has one more year before people put that label on him. And you don't have to agree with that label or not. That's fine. I'm just saying, I think it's going to be one more failed playoff run before people say that about Lamar Jackson.
You count the rookie season?
Yes. Of course I do. Why would you not?
I mean, he only started, like, what, for half the season?
He started
the second half of the season?
He started the playoff game.
Yeah, but like, dude, I really don't typically count playoff season rookie seasons for guys because they're still trying to get to a certain point. I really don't. Even if they are successful, if they're wildly successful in their rookie year, I'm like, man, that team must have been really good.
Do you only count the rookie year as the legitimate rookie year or the first year you played?
The first year you played.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that means Tony Romo only played half the season in 06 and people held it against him.
Okay.
So my point is...
See, there you go.
What do you mean? That agrees with my point. My point is, I think a lot of people, and you see it right here, he was a joker who went to Cabo San Lucas, a joke there. So I think that 08 season from the 360, Romo was a choker to me when he was with Jessica Simpson. And that all kind of revolves around that the Philly time. And so that's what I think is people let it go in 06 because of what you said. First year, what can you do? And like, it's remarkably similar to Lamar Jackson if you think about it. 06, Romo's first year playing, only played half the season, lost in the playoffs. What can you do? Lamar Jackson, first season last year, only played like half the season, made it to the playoff law. What can you do?
Mm-hmm.
2007, Tony Romo, first full season, best team in his conference. They lose in the divisional round. Lamar Jackson, second season, best team in the conference, losing the divisional round. So third season, I think, is when people put that label on Tony Romo. And that's why I asked the question, will that label be put on Lamar Jackson? We talked about it before this season even started. Would that label be put on Dak Prescott?
I was about to ask that. Now, Kevin, you only get the choker label if the hype is around you, right?
Sure.
Like, if you're a nobody.
Exactly.
If you're Ryan Tannehill, you're not going to be considered a choker.
Cares. If he lose, let's say they lose by 60 points this weekend, nobody's going to say anything. Ryan Tannehill has thrown for 170 yards combined in his last two games. But it's an amazing story, so nobody will say anything.
Yeah, so Dak Prescott gets put in there, even though his rookie season... Like, you were lucky to be in the playoffs, man. You shouldn't have been in the playoffs based on the Cowboys' history. If you lose Tony Romo, you don't get to the playoffs. That's just what the Cowboys' history was. They couldn't recover if they lost a quarterback. The second year, did he choke it away because his running back wasn't there and his offensive line couldn't figure out how to block Adrian Claiborne? And they had the chance against Seattle, right? Like, even as narrow as that was, they still had the chance. Couldn't win the game. They beat Seattle in the playoffs, all right? They beat Seattle in the playoffs. That's great. And then they go play the Rams, and that team couldn't figure out how to stop the C.J. Anderson. And I don't think that Dak's on that for that. And then this year, not being able to beat the Eagles was tough. There were a lot of circumstances. You shouldn't have been in this situation at all. If you're going to be a good team, you can't be 8-8. Come on. You just can't go into it hoping, hey, man, maybe we can beat the Eagles in an NFC championship game. You can't do that if you actually want to be a contender. I don't think that Dak has choked. Aside from the Rams game, I don't think he's gotten that best opportunity yet. Yeah, there was promise against the Packers his rookie season. But beyond that, I don't think he's had his best opportunity yet.
And...
I think this may have been Lamar Jackson's best opportunities out of the two so far.
Sure. Well, okay.
This team was good.
So my question was going to be, how many people do you think sit down and walk through the intricacies of that reasoned argument? Or how many people, and you can see it on the fan text right now, Dak Prescott lost two playoff games where he had the superior team and then lost to the Eagles. How's that any different? So my point is you get that label because, like, here's a perfect example of, man, we're getting a lot of texts right now. This was a perfect example of somebody who's just not paying attention. is they were like, I can't believe you just called Lamar Jackson a choker. That's bad radio. That is like literally not what I said at all. My question.
I mean, you did say you hated Lamar Jackson.
I love Lamar
Remember
Jackson.
Remember that,
Shippy? Yeah.
I was very sad.
You told everybody that he's the Luka of the NFL.
No, yep. No, that's not true. He would never flop. Sorry. No, that's not how I feel at all. Man. Lamar Jackson is awesome, and I was really sad that the Ravens lost because I thought they were going to march to the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson is awesome. My point or question was, if this happens one more time, will he be tagged as a choker? Because that is the way it goes with quarterbacks in the NFL. You could say it's fair. You could say it's not. You can say it's blah, 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 blah.
But why can't you just wait till their career's
because
over?
Because that is not how people work.
Why?
Is that what's happening with Dak
right
now?
Work.
Okay, fine. You're the minority.
You're always in a rush to label somebody something and be all mean about stuff.
Yeah, well, welcome to part of the reason that at least we're working on this show, right? Like, we got rid of shows in the past who just sat here and were like, well, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like you wait until you can't really classify somebody as a choker until their career's done.
But are you disputing that happens?
Because they never did. If they never did it, then they choked, yes. Or they never got the opportunity. Like, I look at Michael Young, and I'm like, man, I feel like he would have been a Jeter type if he'd have had those opportunities, too. I felt like he was that kind of guy. But did he have all those opportunities? Only twice. He got to the World Series twice. And you know what? When it came to it, he missed some grounders at third base.
All right.
No, that was against the Giants. The Game 6 was against Cardinals.
Yes.
But when I look at guys' careers, if they didn't ever get it done, so I don't want to have to turn around and say, you know what, I was wrong. He isn't a choker. I've said he was a choker. I guess I'm saying that about Kirk Cousins right now. I've been getting after Kirk Cousins for being a big P for sure. But I'm not saying he's a choker yet. Because hey man, something could happen and he wins it. Then what? Was he a choker his whole career? But he got it that one time? What is that?
No. I mean, I've said this many times.
It changes the narrative?
No, yeah, absolutely. I've said this many times. If Aaron Rodgers didn't win that Super Bowl, he'd be viewed as one of the biggest playoff failures of all time. And see, this again, you're so wrong about this. From the 469, if you use this metric from Kevin, then how many quarterbacks are actually successful? It's a terrible metric. It's not. Because that is exactly what happens. If you take the combination of hype and playoff losses. It's not all quarterbacks. It's hype and playoff losses. That is how you get stuck with this. Do I think Lamar Jackson's a choker? No, because he's about to win the MVP. If they go 14-2 or 15-1 and they lose again in the divisional round, is that the narrative that's going to be with him? Of course it is. The fact that Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl here has kept people from pointing out that, oh, he's the greatest quarterback of all time who has no Super Bowls. Like, that's what people would say about Dan Marino, is he couldn't get it done in the Super Bowl against Joe Montana. Or he couldn't get it done in some of those AFC championship games because he was in three of them. Doesn't mean you have to think it's fair, but it doesn't change it.
Elway choked most of his career.
Exactly. If not for Terrell Davis, now that Elway is a perfect example of how that narrative changed. Because if everyone did things like you suggested, Corey, they would have waited till the end of his career and they said, wow, he won two Super Bowls, made it to five. That's fantastic. What happened before that? John Elway was the biggest pariah in the history of the Super Bowl. He was the biggest choker ever. Because he got stomped out in those Super Bowls and he was 0-3. People don't wait until the end. I'm not saying that is not a reasonable opinion. I'm saying that's not what people do. You know, starting in 2008, people had their mind made up about Tony Romo. You know, a large percentage of our audience already has their mind made up about Dak. If you think Dak sucks, he can win a Super Bowl and it doesn't matter. If you think Dak Prescott is the man, they can do nothing under Mike McCarthy and they will find a scapegoat. People determine what their narratives are. I'm just asking how much longer till Lamar Jackson's narrative is set with people. Is it already done?
No, it's 2 years, man.
Because you saw somebody text in and say, I told you he'd never succeed in the playoffs.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Never succeed. Everybody wants to be the first one to have that opinion, huh? That's all it is.
Of course
they do. I just want to be the first one to have the opinion and then be proven wrong later down the road. Or maybe not. You know, maybe not. It's easier to throw that out sometimes. It's easier to throw out the, hey, this, because you can't prove me wrong right now. Until you do prove me wrong, and then I'll be like, well, everything's fine. He's good now. And I was always rooting for him.
Because the Cowboys' whole staff got fired, right?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, you weren't here that week.
Oh, okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.